Bong, direct live from backstage in Mansfield. It's the Bing and Bong Show. Good to be back on the air. How you been, Bong?
Oh, I've been great, Bing.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've seen you.
Yeah, well,
you've changed.
I know. You know,
did you go through a life change while I was gone, or sex change, anything like that?
Well, no? I'm working on that. You know, okay. I am. What is this camera?
That's
another camera. What is this?
That's the Bing camera. That's the Bong camera.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I didn't know.
We're TV stars now. We didn't know it.
I know. Well, let me. I want to
know. This does not go well with the producer.
Yeah, I know.
What is this? What is this?
Radio show.
Wait. Don't look at the camera. I'm so tired of you telling me not to look at the camera.
We're going to look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
There.
Look at it.
Take that.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was, you know, we had that.
When's the last time we were on the air? Texas.
Dallas. Dallas, Texas.
Rodney knows.
Dallas. Frisco, Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we're back up here in the land of lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
And baked beans and things of that nature. What? Boston baked beans.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you eaten any baked beans since we've been here? I don't think so. I can't tell.
No.
You better not have because I stand next to you on that stage. If you do, I'm going to know it.
Whoa. You know who the first to know would be? Jim Mayer. Do you have baked beans tonight?
No, we're lobster rolls. Lobster rolls.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the Thursday night show here in Boston.
Yes, that was fun.
That was fun. That was fun at the Paradise Rock Club. I hadn't been in a rock club in a long time.
Did you have a flashback of any type?
I did. You know, the last time, and we didn't talk about this on stage, but we were up there doing Hey Pocky Way when we sat in. Sonny Landrum.
That's in that bar.
In that bar. Hey,
and that was when we did the...
Yeah,
that
one.
Go ahead. Yeah, my grandma told your grandma, sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm going to set your place on fire. Talk about Hey Now. Aiko, Aiko, Ange.
Hey Now.
Jackie Mofino on it.
Hey.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, you know, that's been asked so many times. I don't think it means anything. You know.
Yeah. I know what the Flambeau Boy is.
A flambeau boy? You do.
My flambeau told your flambeau sitting by the fire.
That brings up a subject. We got to
talk about
that.
There's a flambeau man with a
golden
ring.
You wrote a beautiful song about Mardi Gras.
I did.
New album. Let's talk about the new album.
Yeah, let's plug that new album.
Yeah, right. It's going to be out August 20th.
Woohoo!
Anyway, Serpentine.
Serpentine.
All right. There's a line in there about the...
The Flambeau Man.
Is that the Flambeau Man?
The Flambeau Man were the guys in some parades. They were very traditional, and they carried kerosene lanterns with big reflectors on them. And they, when the bands would come, the Flambeau Man would spin them and things, and they were very dangerous. My mother and father, you know, and there are all of these... There were those urban stories. Well, Mobile wasn't very urban. There were these... backwater stories of children getting set on fire
by the Flambeau Man, but
I never saw it happen. Yeah, but I always loved the Flambeau
that's
Man.
That's probably your parents when they were growing up.
And then I had a painting from this very famous New Orleans painter named Noel Rockmore of a Flambeau Man. They'd spin him, they'd do a dance and everything. So I was always fascinated by the Flambeau Man.
All right.
Well, and Flambeau in French means
flame.
Torch.
Flambeau.
Oui, oui.
C'est l'homme de flambeau.
Bienvenue, c'est tout mes amis en Canadien, en France aussi.
Go right ahead.
Speaking of French.
Talk to me. What?
We're going back to Paris this year.
And I heard there's a date been added.
We've added it.
Sold out at La Cigale.
Yeah. La Cigale, and then we're working a little club, which will be announced later, but we're not going to say it now.
Not? Okay.
No, but I also must say that Mr. Utley was one of the co-producers of Mr. McAnally on this little collection of tunes, which we're very happy with.
There's some good ones.
Particularly the Rosé vocals are going to...
The Rosé vocals were incredible.
Okay, yeah.
You guys did them in St. Bart?
We won't tell about the secret. It's like I didn't go drink a bunch of Gatorade and go to a training camp.
No. You don't do it that way.
I'll tell people later when we start talking about
it. Some of your best... vocals have been under the influence.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I
thank you, Mr. Producer.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Well, they probably
Well, you know, we've never won a Grammy, but maybe a liquor company will give us an award.
Well, What about I call it some cough syrup.
Yeah, I was sick.
You were sick.
I was sick, but
pace in the cage.
Pace in the cage.
You were all wrapped up in a blanket.
Oh, yeah, I was wrapped up in a blanket, kind of nursing a bronchitis I had at that time.
Exactly, but you sounded great.
But I was in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
I answered the bell.
The show must go on.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
what?
Let's get on out there.
All right, here it is. Great words.
We're back on the air this week on our magic carpet ride to some of our favorite spots to play, beginning with right here.
What next stop?
Woods in Mansfield.
Camden,
New Jersey.
Right across the river, the Delaware from Philadelphia.
The city of brotherly love and the Jersey Shore.
That's it.
All right. All right. We'll see you guys later. We're going to the state.
All right.